How often have we heard the phrase, "I need you to trust me on this one"? It's a phrase we hear certainly somewhat often, if not pretty often. It comes when specifically we actually don't have full trust in whatever the person wants us to do, and there's something on the line. Most of the time, it's something small and not a big deal, and you say, yeah, okay, fine, I'll trust you on this one, let's do it your way. But sometimes, of course, there's a lot riding on this, and there's more resistance to put your trust in another person's hands. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah that optimizes the notion of bitachon is the mitzvah of Shemitah. The Medrash in Yalkut on Tehillim says as follows, quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Parak Kuf Gimel, pasuk Kaf, Baruchu Hashem Malachav Gibor Yekoch, Chalisa Yu Hashem, your angels and the men who have strength like warriors, Osei Devaro, they do your actions, Lishma B'kol Devaro, and they listen to your words. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, Elu Shomri Shvius, this pasuk, when it speaks about the men who are warriors, it's referring specifically to people who keep the mitzvah of Shemitah. Benoeg Shaba Olam, Adam Osa Mitzvah Liom Echad. Because the typical way of the life of a religious Jew is there's certain mitzvahs that you just have to do for one day. Oh, the Shabbos Echad, or for 1 week. L'chodesh Echad, for 1 month. Shema L'chol Yomos Hashana. But imagine an entire year to have to do this. Have to do something, to have a continual reliance upon Hashem for a full year. And he says, Midrash continues, that the farmer sees his field lie fallow for a year, he sees his vineyard lie fallow for a year and remains silent, and doesn't do anything about it, doesn't work the land, doesn't complain to Hashem. Imagine how great this person's strength of character is. And the greatness, of course, is not just being able to rely upon Hashem, which that is a maila, to have bitachon in Hashem. But there are many areas of bitachon. There are a lot of mitzvos we have to rely upon Hashem. But the fact that day after day after day, and if after just a few days or a month, the person is like, I can't take it anymore, then they plant, then they violate it. But the person that's really the Shomer Shvius, the person that really fulfills the mitzvah of Shemitah is a person that day in and day out for a full year is willing to have this reliance on Hashem. To say, I don't know where I'm getting food from. I can't plant this year. I don't know how I'm going to sell. I'm not going to have parnasa. But I know Hashem's going to take care of me. Hashem writes in the Torah that, don't worry, I'm gonna make sure that you get enough fruits in the 6 years for the seventh year, to make up for the seventh year. And it's something that's certainly, certainly not easy. And we spoke last week about the mitzvah of making a kiddush Hashem and the converse of making sure to not make a chil Hashem. And of course, the ultimate kiddush Hashem is to die al kiddush Hashem, to be moser nefesh, to give up one's life, real mesiras nefesh, literally. We spoke about Rabbi Kiva giving up his life. And as difficult as it is to give up a person's life, which none of us ever asked for, none of us ever want to happen. But one thing that I heard that's even more difficult is living al kiddush Hashem. To live day in and day out, doing the right thing, being constantly aware that you're a Jew, and that eyes are upon you, wherever you go. Realizing certain gravity by your actions. And personally, as someone who's a rabbi in a high school, someone who's an assistant rabbi of a shul, I think about it a lot. And for myself to behave, not where I wouldn't want to behave, of course, not where I would want to say things I shouldn't, but there's a certain heaviness, I feel when I'm interacting, when I'm just walking on the street, anything. Just because of who you are. But it applies to every Jew. Every single one of us, right? We are Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Supposed to be a light to the nations. And wherever we are, wherever we go, to continually make a Kiddush Hashem is not something easy. To live in one's entire life and one's entire existence in this world, to be able to dedicate that to Hashem, to make sure to always do the right thing, something that is not pashut whatsoever. And there are many people that could run. I happen to not be much of a runner, but there are many people that are runners, and those runners could run 10 miles, right? And many of us, and I can do this, can run 10 miles an hour. But even though I could run 10 miles an hour, I cannot run 10 miles. And the short sprints in life, the abrupt tests of bitachon, are challenging. It's difficult, but it pales into comparison to the long challenges that we face, to having to run a marathon, to do something short, to do something immediate, even if it's challenging, even if it seems counterintuitive, seems irrational. Okay, we're able to do that, especially if it's for Hashem. But something that's continual, something that goes on, like Shemitah in the Parsha, which is one of the paradigmatic examples of real bitachon, it's for that specific reason. It's for the fact, not that it's so hard, not that it's the person's parnasa, but the fact that it goes on day after day after day. And right now, all of us are in one of the hardest nisyonos of bitachon in our lives. Certainly on the national level, and for many of us on a personal level. What we've been enduring over the past few months, and unfortunately may continue to endure for the immediate future, is not easy for any religious person to swallow. It's not a quick Nasev Nishma moment, or something challenging for a day, but it's something that seems almost like it'll never end. Even as there's a little bit of light, right, flattening the curve, being maybe some of the restrictions be lightened, but still with all the rumors of how long this will go on for, will there be a second wave? What's going to be when someone, Hashem, gets it after this? We don't know. And having bitachon Hashem in a time like this requires superhuman strength. None of us know why this is happening. And we feel, certainly I feel, frail and powerless to do anything. Right? Even for those, of course, who are nurses and doctors, who are heroes, they're limited in what they're able to really do. Of course, they are helpful. Right? There are things they are able to do. But there's no cure. There's no guarantee whatsoever. All of us are continually getting the Baruch Dana MS emails day after day. And it's terrifying and scary. And for many of us, this is the most difficult nisayon that we're going to have in our entire life. And it's hard, and it's okay and understandable. We have to try our best. We have to really just try to find the strength within us, deep down, to just believe that Hashem, of course, has a plan. That Hashem loves us, which is definitely the hardest thing to believe now. But to know, of course, Hashem does care about us. And we don't know why this is happening, and we're never going to know. We have to continue to serve Him, because this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And for all of us, for anyone who happens, however, honestly, I was going to say if you're a parent, but even if you're not a parent, the adjustment to quarantine the first week was extremely difficult, and over time, kind of get a little bit more used to it. Not that we want it like this, but there's a certain adaptation that we have. And when it comes religiously inside of us, it's the same thing. It could be extremely hard at first, but we have to find a way to be able to continue that bitachon, that reliance upon Hashem, to continue to serve Him with the vigor, with the vitality that we once were, and that we should still try our best to serve Him with that enthusiasm. May this difficult time come to an end very soon. Be able to once again share in simchas together.